There's your favorite greeting. Hi, this is Marilyn, and this is October 2006 version of Rockin' Around the Track. The tape is going to be about relatives, and then Roger is going to do the other side of the tape, and it's going to be 50s and 60s music. We'll start it out with a husband and wife. A lot of the husbands and wives that we're featuring on this side of the tape are no longer husbands and wives. I don't know about this particular couple. He played the keyboard. She did most of the singing. Captain and Tennille, you better shop around.
Just because you become a young woman now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around. Mm-hmm, you better shop around. Woo! There's some things that I want you to know now. Just as sure as the wind's gonna blow now, the men'll come and the men'll gonna go now. Before you tell them that you love them so. Shop around. You better shop around. Try to get yourself a bargain, girl. Don't you be sold on the very first one. Good looking guys come a dime a dozen. Try to find you what is gonna give you true loving. Before you take a man and say, I do now, make sure. Shop around, you better shop around. Shop around. You better shop around. You better shop around. You better shop around. You better shop around.
Well, you may remember them mostly for Muskrat Love and Do That To Me One More Time, but I thought Shop Around was pretty cool. Here's a couple that's not together anymore, James Taylor and Carly Simon. I'm going to play Mockingbird, but you probably have also heard Wonderful World, which they did, I believe, with Art Garfunkel. They have two children, and at least their daughter is active in music. There's a good book on him, Fire and Rain. I think there's another one too, but I don't know about their son. I think he's involved in music too, but I'm not sure exactly in what way.
Mark, yeah. Ing, yeah. Bird, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mark and Bird. Now everybody, have you heard? Have you heard? He's gonna buy me a Mockingbird. And if that Mockingbird won't sing, he's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring won't shine, he's gonna surely break this heart of mine. And that's why,
yes, indeed,
I keep on telling everybody, say,
yeah, yeah,
whoa, 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 whoa.
This is a song that Roger and I wanted for our wedding song, and the gal who was going to sing for us couldn't figure out exactly how to make it work with her husband's guitar playing for background, because it needed all the little fancy runs, and she wasn't willing to say, hey, let me play the piano, and why don't you just not play on this one. She probably would say that now. Anyway, here are Karen and Richard, brother and sister, with For All We Know.
Mm-hmm. come, look at the two of us, strangers in many ways. We've got a lifetime to share, so much to say, and as we go from day to day, I'll feel you close to me.
Here's Ike and Tina Turner. I've never understood how she put up with him as long as she did, and I've never understood how she sang so good while she danced. That takes a lot of air control.
Come on!
Well, the brothers Gibb from Australia, otherwise known as the Bee Gees, did a lot of stuff that I really liked for, 10 or 15 years. But probably, maybe 20. Probably my favorite, or one of my favorites anyway, is Massachusetts. Back, we're going to play two father-daughter combinations. Why is it always father-daughter and not mother-son? Natalie Cole, jazz rock in the early 90s, took one of her dad's old productions, Unforgettable, and enhanced it, shall we say. I think that's what they call it these days. Then we're going to take one that was not an enhanced thing, but Nancy Sinatra, when she was kind of making a play for easy, what we would call easily listening now, but what was kind of rockabilly or pop back then. She got Old Blue Eyes to sing with her, and you know what it's going to be, Something Stupid.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that
that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Okay, let's move it up to the current day for a couple of groups. Los Lonely Boys, the Garza brothers, three of them from San Angelo, Texas, have had several hits within the last 3 years, especially. They have a new album out now. This song, Heaven, is from their first album. And I like their sound. It's got a little bit of the Hispanic sound to it, but it definitely is accepted in today's rock. I'm going to follow that with Heart, Nancy and Ann Wilson. And their song is All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You. That was popular in the early 90s.
I just wanna know how far.
Here's one that'll take you back. Sonny Bono and Cher. Another one of those couples that aren't anymore. He became politically active after they split up, and she went on to have a... They had a TV show when they were together. I don't think it lasted very long. But she went on to have a movie career and was releasing fairly popular stuff in the late 80s and even up until 2000.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know. Well, that's true, 'cause you got me. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so, we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Can't climb, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. I got you to understand. I got you to walk with me.
I'm going to remind you again that Roger will be doing side two. I don't know if I'm going to do a Christmas issue or if I'm going to wait and do a January issue. You'll just have to be surprised. Well, I've only played one song by brothers and one song by sisters. And as you and I both know, I could have played a half a dozen by any number of groups of brothers and sisters that were truly brothers and sisters. Mills and Ames and, you know, Everly and McGuire's and Pointer.
Lennon.
And yes, I know the Browns crossed over. Two sisters and a brother. There's a lot of groups where you've got some of them relatives and some of them not. Like the Fleetwoods and Wilson Phillips. The Mamas and Papas. The Beach Boys. There's a... some old recordings by Bing, and I believe his son's name was Gary Crosby. And I've got them somewhere on a tape. A friend sent them to me. But I'm not sure they quite qualify as rock. Some of this other stuff may not either. I may be pushing the envelope a little bit. Bing and Gary would have been back in the 40s, and they did a version of When You and I Were Young, Maggie, with a counterpart. And they also did another song or two with counterparts, where one of them would sing the melody and the other one would sing another tune that kind of twisted all around in the same chord progression. It was kind of a unique sound. Julio Iglesias has a son who is singing quite well in the rock genre right now. I think his name's Enrique. But I don't have anything by them together, and I'm trying to play relatives together on this side of the tape. Here's a duo you might not have heard of before. You probably remember Jim Croce from Bad Bad Leroy Brown, and You Don't Mess Around With, was it Slim or Jim? Jim, I guess. That would figure, wouldn't it? Anyway, he and his wife, Ingrid, did a little different type of music, sort of folk rock. Here's a song from their album. This will close out this side, and we'll see you in the winter.
My dusty feet have kicked the stones between 1,000 railroad ties. From Boston down to New Orleans, I left the girls a-crying. But I've still got some rambling in me, got some miles left on my shoes. Before I take a job again, I'll have to be low down, crying the blues. So it's goodbye, baby,
the whistle is a-blowing.
If I miss the train, I'll have to stay around. But as long as those railroad tracks go on, unending, I'll be off to another day in another town. Say you'd like to ramble with me, this ain't no life for a girl. Too many people out to get you in a hobo's world. And it gets mighty cold when you're on the road, cause a boxcar never was a home. But you could join me if you want, I'm getting mighty tired being alone. So it's goodbye, baby,
the whistle is a-blowing.
If we miss the train, we'll have to stay around. But as long as those railroad tracks go on, unending, we'll be off to another day in another town. But as long as those railroad tracks go on, unending, we'll be off to another day in another town. We'll be off to another day in another town.